said where you play on the pitch. Thing is that we get the 3 points tonight, and it was a big win for us tonight.
It was big, wasn't it? Because they were level before the kickoff.
Yeah, well, that's it. You can see, even the other day when we didn't play, there's a couple of results that went for us, and then a couple that didn't. Brentford won, I think, last minute. I think it's going to be like that with a lot of teams up there for the rest of the season. There's going to be a few shock results, but the main thing is we focus on ourselves, and we have a lot of big games away from home. So we have to make sure we get good home form and come to a place like this and battle away.
Familiar faces from your time all those years ago under Russell Slade. What about the first half? Not too many chances early on.
No, well, I had a couple. Other than that, we didn't. I think there was one early on. Willow had a shot, saves on the line. It was a good strike. Keeper got down. I had a couple of half chances, but I should have done better with, to be honest. So I held in the penalty.
What about that one down there, though, when you flicked it out? It was brilliant.
Yeah, it's just Rob was a great ball across the box. He just managed to get a little touch on it just to try and guide it in. He was made a good save, and he's had a save from the volley late on as well. So could have had a lot more today, but we're happy with the win.
The penalty, it was always going to be yours, wasn't it, from the moment it was given?
Yeah, well, Colo's been saying for the last few weeks he's on pens when he's on, and obviously I scored the last one, and to be fair, we hit a lot of them in training and stuff as well, and to be fair to Colo, showed great spirit from him to come on, even though he wanted to hit the pen and hand the ball.
He got one at the end, though, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a great finish. He scored a lot of goals this year, so it's been very important. I'm sure he's disappointed not to start tonight because he's been off for, so it just shows all the lads, even Rounds and Rafferty came on, done very well as well. So we've a lot of players pushing for place at the minute. We're going to need that between now and the end of the season.
Unlike James, you kept your shirt on, but you must have been chuffed a bit.
Yeah, I think a few of the fans got sick when they seen that. Colo is just obviously excited after scoring a goal. I don't think he should have been booked either because the full-time whistle went, so disappointed to pick up a yellow for it, I'm sure. But just great to have the fans here, great support again tonight, and hopefully we have that for the rest of the season.
None of the other games affected the top of the table tonight, so you know with the win you go third. How do you see it? Very close. I think it's a point behind Brentford, three behind Doncaster.
Yeah, it's unbelievably tight up there. You can see the leader seems to change every week with one win. So we were up there a couple of weeks ago, and obviously you want to get back up there. But as I said, just to make sure we keep taking this into the next game, battle away as hard as we can like we did tonight, and hopefully pick up 3 points.
Obviously things are different under the new manager. Things are different with the fitness coach as well, because you're always warming down now, whether you start the game, come on as a sub or whatever.
Yeah, just Mike's come in, he's doing a very good job himself, and Tom doing well with the lads, making sure the lads recover, especially this time of the season. There's a lot of games obviously coming up, the pitches are very heavy, so the lads are just being proactive and stopping injuries. We're going to need it. Obviously the squad's tight at the minute, so to make sure everyone stays injury free, we're just doing a little kill on after games.
Oh, I guess Saturday can't come around soon enough, can it?
Yeah, well, to be honest, we just want to take one game at a time. We're looking forward to this, obviously. We win tonight, and everyone's buzzing going into the next game. So we're just looking forward to the next game as it comes.
Thanks for your time, Adam.
Cheers.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Adam Rooney. You got the opening goal. James Collins with